You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and I'm joined in studio by Debbie Danielson of the Murray Art Guild. Debbie, welcome back to Sounds Good.
Thanks, Austin.
Well, as always, there's lots of interesting things going on at the Art Guild, but you all have a neat event coming up this Saturday, the Community Interwoven Workshops. Can you tell me a little bit about this event?
Sure. So there's a workshop Saturday, but this is kind of an ongoing project that we actually started in December. So the title of the project is Interwoven, and it is basically a community weave. We started the project and have been thinking about it for quite some time, wanting to do a kind of a public art piece that really spoke to the individual in the community, but also kind of celebrated the whole. You know, things are so divisive in so many different ways. We were interested in launching a public piece that really spoke about cohesiveness on a community level. Mm-hmm. So we've done workshops in the studio. I've taken workshops out into the community. I've gone to the Wheat Center, to groups in different places. And then we're hosting two workshops this Saturday and next Saturday at the Robert O. Miller Center. I'll be there from 10 a.m. until noon. There's no fee. And what the project consists of is individuals making small circular weaving. So if you can imagine that, like a wagon wheel design on the size of a CD, mm-hmm. and using yarn to weave. So it's very simple, under, over, under, over. And we're taking all these individual weavings and then we'll string them together and install them in one huge weaving in the Miller Center.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool just looking at some of the things that folks have already created and whatnot. I personally have always been really fascinated by fiber arts and weaving and things like that, partially just because of the history it has. Do you think people enjoy or react to kind of the pattern-oriented or like repetitive process of weaving and fiber work?
And there's so many different elements to it. I mean, you can respond to it texturally, to color, to pattern. And then it's also something so many people are familiar with. I mean, your clothes, you know, mm-hmm. on the most simple, basic level. And then all cultures have a weaving history. And we have a very active weaving community at the Guild. So this was a natural project for us. The circle weaving is actually a project that we have used in our youth workshops. So I knew it was a project that anybody could do, mm-hmm. whether you think you have art experience or not. It's something everybody can do. We actually had a group, the Leadership Murray group, came by the Guild and did it. And I don't think they were all expecting to do a hands-on art project. And some of them probably haven't since they were in kindergarten, but they all did it and enjoyed it. So it is a project that anybody can do. And like you said, people just definitely respond to color, pattern, the texture of the fibers.
Mm-hmm. So what's the plan once you have all of these created for kind of displaying this work?
Well, we'll keep doing the workshops for the next 3 weeks in February. And by February 20th, I hope to have all of it wrapped up. And then we're doing the installation in the Miller Center. The Miller Center is this will be the last exhibit, I think, that we're having there, because it's going to be used for offices in the future. So we're going to do one last exhibit. The opening, we'll have a reception on Friday, February 23rd in the evening, and then the exhibit will stay up, I think, till March 2nd. So the details for that can be found on our website at murrayartguild.org. Mm-hmm. So we'll celebrate that big piece on February 23rd.
Excellent. So you all will be doing these interwoven workshops this Saturday and next Saturday, but then also next Saturday you have a kind of a recurring event, your second Saturday, Crafts for Kids.
Right. So aside from this project, there are workshops going on at the Guild. Second Saturday is a workshop that Ann Gosser does for youth, and there's still openings in that class. We just opened the sign up for our youth painting class, which starts in March, and also for youth and adult clay classes, which I think also start at the end of March. And I said all those details can be found on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say one other thing about the Interwoven project. Uh-huh. If people would like to participate but can't make it by the Guild, the instructions, how to do-it-yourself instructions, are available on the website. Or you can call and say, you know, my family would like to do it, and I'll bring you a kit. I'll mm-hmm. bring you some CDs and some needles and some yarn, and so you don't have to come to any of the workshops to participate. You can do it on your own,
Yeah.
I've got some friends in Memphis that are sending pieces, some friends in Dallas that are sending pieces. So anybody's welcome to participate. I know, you know, the listening area, it's not just Murray. So yeah. If you go online, find it. As long as you can get the finished pieces to us by February 20th, we'd love to, for you to participate with us.
And the website is murrayartguild.org, correct?
Right, yes.
Yep. Now, you also, you know, the Art Guild functions as an exhibition space as well. You've got a new exhibit on from Roy Davis. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I can. Some people may be familiar with Roy Davis as the coffin maker, but this is an exhibit of some of his other work. It's actually repurposed furniture that has been painted and has a new life to it. So that exhibit, it opens today, and there will be a reception for Roy's exhibit next Friday, February 9th, 5 o'clock at the Guild. And then that exhibit will remain up through the end of the month.
Excellent. And as you mentioned, then coming up on the 23rd, you'll have the installation of all of this interwoven work. Is there anything else coming up that you'd like to let people know about or how to get involved at the Guild?
I tell you what, an early save the date. We're starting to work on plans for the Art Hop in the spring. That'll be April 21st. And there's you know, lots of people all over town participating in that. So people can kind of put that on the back of their mind that on Saturday, April 21st will be the Art Hop.
Excellent. Well, Debbie, thank you for being with us today. We'll reiterate kind of the main focus here is that we've been talking about the community interwoven workshops. There's an event at the Robert O. Miller Center downtown this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. You can come by and get involved with that, or you can visit the Art Guild's website and get involved with that at your leisure. And be a part of something great in the community.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Debbie.